Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Furniture shopping can be overwhelming. There are so many options, and it's hard to know what's actually worth it. That's why I always turn to reviews to guide my decisions. If something has hundreds of five-star reviews, I'm paying attention. And Bob's Discount Furniture has tons of highly rated pieces that make choosing a whole lot easier. Like their Elm dining set, which has over 700 five-star reviews. It's a gorgeous setup with a real marble table and comfortable Bobapedic seating that instantly upgrades your dining space. And at $9.99, it's a super approachable way to get that high-end look. Or check out Bob's Copper Radiance Queen Extra Firm Mattress. Over 400 five-star reviews and recommended by Consumer Reports. It's designed with a copper-infused cover and high-density Bobapedic foam for support. Plus, it comes with a 20-year warranty. And if you're looking for a sofa upgrade, the Modular Bob Sectional is a customer favorite with over 1,000 five-star reviews. It's got soft, durable upholstery, storage, wireless charging, and starts at just $250 per piece, so you can customize it without overthinking it. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
The Jets may feel a little bit better today about what happened yesterday. He said they won a game. You know, they went out there and they played their best game offensively. And I was thinking towards the end of that game that had the Jets lost that game, I couldn't even imagine how many people would have been blaming Aaron Rodgers when Aaron Rodgers had nothing to do with losing that game. Aaron Rodgers had everything to do with winning the game.
Yeah, those players on defense are the biggest losers I've ever seen. I cannot believe that they gave up the amount of yardage and first downs that they did to Mac Jones in that offense. I mean, it was startling. I mean, I think they had something like, I looked down at it when I was watching the game, I think they had something like 16 first downs in the first half, which I don't think that they had done in the previous two games. The offense looked good. But look at the Jaguars here. Yeah, 27 first downs and 421 yards of offense. And if you know anything about football, you know that the Jaguars have had one of the worst offenses in the league the entire year. And it's gotten worse since Mac Jones has been the quarterback.
Well, look at their third down efficiency, you know, over 50%. Which
it's
is amazing.
So bad.
And you know, and then it really came down to Mac Jones turning into Mac Jones.
Yeah, so, yeah, it was a couple turnovers and that ended up being a big deal, and the offense looked good, and And Devontae Adams looked good. And I, you know, that stuff you can't deny. But I mean, it's the Jets fan who was hanging on to any sort of hope and then saw this yesterday. And it's like, oh, you know, this is why, you know, you think about running it back next year. Okay. So, you know, in the 2 years, and the other argument that I love that people make is like, well, now Aaron Rodgers is fully healthy. Oh, okay. So he's fully healthy when they're 4-10. And the majority of the time he's been here, he's been hurt. And he's 41 years old. But let's bring him back and hope that he's healthy next year.
I'll tell you, the last two games he played in Florida in warm weather, he looked great.
Yeah, well, too bad that's not what we have up here for the majority of the time. And you also have to go to Buffalo. And yes, you get a chance to go to Miami. But, I mean, that's one game out of the year. I mean, just to think that, oh, this is what Aaron Rodgers looks like when he's healthy. Well, guess what? He can't stay healthy. And to assume that he's going to stay healthy next year is stupid. And you're not going to compete, even if he is healthy. You're not competing with the best teams in the AFC.
I know, but it all depends on who the coach is next year for the Jets as to whether or not he's going to end up staying here.
Yeah.
I that's all I'm saying. If it's a big personality head coach, he's going to want a guy that he can win with, and then they try to draft a guy. Maybe they develop a guy. I mean, the other options are relatively not exciting
for the quarterback position, but I really don't think you got to look at it like apples to apples in that situation. I think the choice is, do we bring Aaron Rodgers back to try to make the playoffs and have a decent season, or do we start our massive rebuild that we're going to have to do after next season anyway right now? Do we get started with that right now as opposed to delaying it another year, dealing with all of his drama, probably another injury? I mean, that's really the question. Not so much who is the quarterback better than Aaron Rodgers going to play next year. No, that right there, it's going to be hard to answer that question. You're right. But the better question is, why not get the rebuild started now as opposed to basically sticking around and watching this Jets team go to another, at the very best, like 9-8 record next year and not get anywhere near the best teams in the conference, like the Bills, the Chiefs, the Ravens, and so on, because you're just not going to be able to compete with them.
You know, for me, the really...
Imagine, you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
The thing that I look at is that here we are late in the season, and he's thrown the best he's thrown since he's gotten here. Because we didn't see him in the first year, of course. But this year, I mean, these passes, some of these throws that he's making, I mean, they're as good as anybody in the NFL, if not the best in the NFL.
Right, but this is what this see, you're falling for the same thing these guys fall for. When he's been healthy, which is what now? This is the healthiest been.
Yeah,
it's been two games out of the how many that he possibly could have played.
Both he and Kirk Cousins are coming off of Achilles. It's not easy. Look, I'm not sitting here telling you that, you know, he should be here for the next 10 years. I'm just telling you that if they do hire a known coach, a known personality,
they won't.
That guy is not going to want to go into a game with Jameis Winston. He's not going to want to go into a game with Derek Carr. He's not going to want to go into a game with, you know, Sam Darnold. He's not going to want to go into a game with any of those guys.
And I'll tell you, Sam Darnold's played 50 million times better than Aaron Rodgers has in any game out of the season. So and he's, what, 14 years younger than him?
Yeah, but the reason they're not going to bring Sam Darnold back here.
Well, yeah,
what I'm saying.
But if you're just comparing those two quarterbacks, like...
Yeah, but they're not going to bring Sam back here. So, like, what are the alternatives? And they're certainly not in range for one of these top two quarterbacks, and hopefully one of these top two quarterbacks, I guess if they're drafted by the Giants and it's another new coach and another new system, you know, is that guy going to play right out of the gate? I would hope not, but who knows with the pressure around here and the expectations of the fan base... Who knows? I mean, it's crazy. With this Bill Belichick signing in North Carolina now, it kind of just make sure, like, who would be the guys to come in and run the Giants?
To run the Giants? I mean, I think it's going to be Dable and Shane. That's why I keep saying that. I don't think that John Mara is going to be enticed by anybody outside of Ben Johnson to come in and do it. I mean, I think, you know, there's certain guys that I could see, you know, Woody Johnson, you know, bringing in Aaron Glenn, or maybe Woody Johnson going with the combination of John Robinson and Vrabel, which you could do worse than that, even though John Robinson made one of the worst trades in the history of the NFL, or at least in the last decade of the NFL when he traded A.J. Brown to the Eagles. But, I could see that happening. For the Giants, I think it's these two guys. And I don't think it even matters how the rest of it looks like. I think the way they look at it is, we're going to give these guys an opportunity to work with the quarterback that they draft, either one or two at the top of the draft, because there's nobody else out there that we're going to bring in that we feel better about than these guys. I mean, and I know that sounds crazy to a lot of Giants fans, but, I mean, you're just going to now bring in two new guys? I mean, is there the experienced coach? He's not like the John Mara won't go down the John Gruden route. He's not going to do that. Who else is there that you want to bring in?
Yeah,
Spags. You going to bring in Spags? Well, who's his offensive coordinator? I mean, is his offensive coordinator the guy from Miami? Who was Cam Ward's, or is Cam Ward's offensive coordinator? All right, you know, maybe that's something they could do. But the more I think about it, the more I think that they're just going to keep those guys. And then I cannot wait to see who the Jets hire. It's going to be hilarious. It's going to be so funny, because they're just going to do the same thing again. And then those guys will just, when we see him at training camp, we'll be like, you know, we're going to talk for 3 years. That fourth year, you're not going to be here.
Oh, Jesus.
Sorry. And it's not your fault.
Right.
It's not your fault. Everybody who comes in here, it's the same thing. So don't worry about it.
Well, I mean, you know, that's why you have to offer, you know, your recommendations.
I've been screaming about John Gruden a million times, but they won't do it. Woody Johnson won't do it. And I don't know what the hell happened with this Bill Belichick story. I need to know more. And I saw the Athletic people and Diana Rossini put it out, and then Connor Hughes had confirmed the story. I mean, I don't know if this is one of those things where they're like, hey, reach out to all the teams that have already fired their coach, but I haven't heard that yet, just to see if there's interest and maybe we could, you know, get more money out of this situation or more things that we want in the contract or whatever. But I can't imagine everything that Bill Belichick said about Woody Johnson and how much he hates the Jets, and he's put that out there publicly, that he'd actually be willing to coach the Jets. I will not believe that.
Well, it just goes to show you just how badly Bill Belichick wanted back in the NFL.
Well, not according to him, remember? He's like, oh, you know, Bill Belichick soured on the NFL and all that bullcrap because nobody wanted him.
Well, that's why he soured on the NFL, because nobody wanted
him. Exactly.
But what happened first?
Yeah.
So right. I could see his representatives asking around, seeing if anybody had any interest. But then again, North Carolina was on a very, very tight timeline, and they had to get their guy in there. And in order, you know, to actually get ready for this upcoming season in 2025, with the transfer portal open and the recruiting going on, and I think he already landed a 5-star QB going to North Carolina, so, which is a good thing.
Of course. Get it going. You know he's probably going to have some success there early, you would expect, with his track record, so we'll see how it pans out. All right, Boomer and Geo.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really, or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom! One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really? Really?